A surprise vacation in the Rocky Mountains. It had been 25 years since Ellen had been with her older sister, Caroline Clough, who lived in Ottawa, Kansas. Why not stop and make a brief visit on our way to California? This they did. The reunion was a very happy one. In a letter to Edson, Ellen described her sister, 15 years her senior. She is an understanding, intelligent woman, living, I think, up to the best light she has had. She is a powerful singer. This is as much her talent as speaking is mine. I think I never heard a voice that would thrill the soul like hers. They had thought to remain for only 2 days, but Caroline had many ideas for their pleasure and for speaking, and insisted that they extend their visit. Brother and sister Clough informed us that they had 4 children in Colorado Territory, and expressed a strong desire that we should visit them. We decided to stop at Denver and spend a day or two with their daughter, Mrs. Walling. When the party arrived in Denver, a city of 12,000, WCW, in the Youth's Instructor, December, 1872, Willie was sent out to find the Walling home. He soon returned to the station in a carriage with Mr. Walling. At the Walling home, the White party met 2 of Ellen's nieces, Mrs. Walling and Miss Mary L. Clough. She described Mr. Walling as very free and kind, and engaged in a large, profitable lumber business. Being quite well-to-do, he spared no expense to please and entertain them. His lumber mills were some 40 miles west, 64 kilometers, at the edge of the Rocky Mountains, but he had his home in Denver so that the children might have the benefit of a school. Instead of staying a couple days, the Whites accepted an invitation to remain for a while. It was Mr. Walling's business to furnish lumber for the houses, and timbers for the mines in this region. Walling's Mills, near Black Hawk, was not in a steep ravine but in an expansive area above. Here was a cottage that he made available to the White party, and here they lived, read, wrote, and took their walks. Through the entire month of August the Whites vacationed. They hiked, picked raspberries as they ripened, visited interesting places, such as the stamping mills in which the ore was broken up and then processed, gathered samples of minerals for an exhibit they proposed to set up, and, of course, wrote. Mr. Walling is very earnest that we should go with him across the Snowy Mountain Range to what is called the park, on the other side of the Snowy Range. She saw in the proposed trip over the Snowy Range the needed incentive and opportunity for James to be at liberty to enjoy the scenery, get tired, camp and rest, and become hardened for California. In a letter to Edson and Emma, Ellen wrote on August 22nd, "Last night Father and I rode 6 miles, 9 kilometers, on the Indian ponies, that we might get accustomed to riding. We have decided it would be better for Father to go up the mountains over the Snowy Range and be benefited with the exercise he would obtain in so doing than to go to California just now. We feel much encouraged in regard to Father, but we dare not yet go to California.